Now, if you want more from your swings through the supermarket, you should meet Steve Jenkins. You could call Steve a master grocer. He's lived the business from the inside out at New York's Fairway Markets. Steve, it's so good to have you back.
I feel the same way, Lynn.
Well, how do you check out a supermarket?
Well, first, I can immediately tell in any food store, whether it's a food shop, a specialty shop, a supermarket, a closeout shop, whatever, if it's being driven by somebody who's got some taste, who has a sensibility that appeals to me. It's very stark. It's very obvious in a food store whether it's worthy of you. Just like cheese. You know, a cheese has to be worthy of you. Most of them are boring as heck.
So if I'm walking into a supermarket, you know, which are pretty much, to me, cookie cutter, what is it that would set it apart in the way you're talking about it?
Well, immediately you're going to walk into the produce department of a supermarket. They're always going to put the produce up front because that's their rock and roll.
Mm.
And if in that department the fruits and the vegetables are abundant and colorful and well-presented and not lying all over the floor, and indeed, more importantly, there's some human being or a number of human beings on the floor who are there ready to talk to you and ready to tell you where something is or ready to offer some opinion about something, that's when I know I'm in a supermarket that has some moxie, some wherewithal, some reason for me to repatronize and spend my money there immediately. Secondarily, it'd be the deli, Lynn. I want to see what they're showing behind that glass, whether or not it looks appealing and abundant and it's signed well, and equally, whether there are people behind the counter who are not so bored that I might as well be talking to a robot. That's as important as how the deli offerings look. And unless I have that bond, I'm not going to rave about this store. I may do business there, but I'm never going to feel like, oh boy, these guys really got it together. I can't wait to get another half a pound of prosciutto because they lay it out so beautifully and they've sliced it so perfectly. You got to hope that that's going to happen. But the best way to make that happen is to try and ferret out somebody behind that counter that's got a light on behind his or her eyeballs that cares about what you're going to serve tonight.
So how can stores foster that with their people? How can they?
By being leaders, by taking their own job seriously, by having passion for the food that they're purveying. It's so rare anymore to go in a supermarket where anybody shows any passion about the food that's there. I see so little evidence of people that take it seriously. You want to get happy? Get passionate. You're going to get paid more. You're going to get more responsibility. You're going to be challenged. Your life's going to be worthwhile, but it all goes back to the food. Show some respect for the food. Show some desire to know everything there is to know about that particular food stuff, like I did. And I did it because I was, frankly, bored out of my mind and I needed to engage myself. So I said, I'm going to learn everything there is to know about every gosh darn thing in here. And you do it on your own time. And guess what? You get rewarded for it.
And there's a world you discover that will entertain you for a very, very long time in your life.
And the day goes faster and you feel better about yourself when you're going home from work to the degree that you get rushes up the back of your neck because you're feeling so good about what you're doing. You're taking something seriously that heretofore you were passing off as just taking up your time. Not so.
Steve, wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my. Me too, Lynn. Thanks.
It occurs to me we might want to take a page from the Europeans. In Europe, counter women and counter men are viewed as professionals, and I gather they're paid accordingly. Wouldn't be a bad idea to start thinking that way here. Well, Steve Jenkins is author of the classic Steve Jenkins Cheese Primer, and you can find his list of best picks from the supermarket at splendidtable.org.